And on the phone with us, Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center for his weekly visit. Doc, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Duane. How are you?
Well, we're hanging in there. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm just fabulous.
Now, well,
Dr. Wooster used to say if I was any better, I would have to take something for it. So,
Oh, Doc Wooster, there's a name everybody will remember. What a character. A good man.
He was a good one. He was a good one. Yes, he was.
Well, I guess the first thing we want to pass along, you are still doing adjustments there at the Bowling Chiropractic Center, correct?
We are still here. We are considered essential along with the grocery stores and the liquor stores. I had to laugh about that, but I guess they tried prohibition, you know, back in the 20s, and that didn't work. So I guess liquor stores are essential. But so is the chiropractic work, and part of that is the fact that it's well known that the adjustments do impact the immune system, and it's also well known that stress impacts the immune system in a negative way. And boy, if there ever was a stressful situation, that's what we find ourselves in today. With either people are afraid they're going to get sick, or they don't know where their next paycheck is coming from. So people are all stressed out. And I get it. I understand, you know, that people are afraid and they're trying to comply with the requests of the powers that be, that they stay home and avoid social situations and things like that. But we're here for people if they want to boost their immune system, if they need us for any reason. And my wife she's walking around here squirting everything with Clorox, so she thinks if the office smells like Clorox, then it'll make people feel better, and I think that's probably true. We are doing our best to make sure that everything is disinfected and everything is clean, and we're trying to space the patients out so that we only see, we only have one or two in here at a time, so I think it's fairly safe to come in and get your adjustment if people feel inclined to do that, if they want us or if they need us.
Now, it's only $20 again. No insurance, nothing like that. Just $20.
That's it. And again, part of the reason that I did that starting the first of the year is because I want people to make chiropractic a part of their regular lives. People, you know, they have a tendency to put things off until they can't put it off any longer, partly because of the cost. And, if you want people to get regular adjustments, whether they have neck or back pain or not, you got to make it affordable for them. So I went back to 1985 fees. That's what Dr. Wooster was charging when I took over his practice in 1985. And we've gone back to that. Of course, I need to see a lot of people if I'm going to work for $20 in adjustment, but we have been having about 100 new patients every month, so I'm very gratified by that. And the main thing is just get the word out to people that we're here and we're affordable and we're going to be here for you if you need it.
Are there simple steps that folks can do at home if they are feeling the stress of this? I know fresh air always does you good. Step out and get a little fresh air, but you can't let it overtake you, can you?
No, you can't, and there's a lot of things affect your immune system and stress. Certainly, exercise has been shown to be more effective for stress relief, more effective for things like depression. Exercise, research shows, is more effective for depression than medication. Certainly, diet is extremely important. You know, trying to eat. I always say it's not that we don't know what to do. Lean protein, fresh fruits and vegetables, everybody knows that. We just don't want to do it. You know, they're just sugar can be addicting, and you know, it's easy. It's so much easier to eat processed food than it is to prepare fresh food. But we know what to do: diet, exercise. I'm a big fan of meditation and prayer. Quite honestly, I get up every morning about 45 minutes earlier than I would need to. And I always say prayer is talking to God and meditation is listening for God. And so, this is not a religious program, but certainly those things do have an impact. My wife sends me this thing by a little round guy by the name of Father, I think his name's Matthew Kelly, every morning. And I was listening to him this morning talking about Mother Teresa, and she said, if you just love who and what is before you right now, you know, and do that 1,000 times a day, you're going to have a massive impact on your community. And certainly in this current situation, focusing on other people, focusing on just loving and caring for other people takes a lot of stress out of your own life. You know, you get too focused on yourself and you forget about the important things of life, and you know, it has a negative effect. So that's what I'm all about in here. You know, I'm always did well in school, but I know I'm not the smartest guy on the planet, and I've always been a continuing education addict, but I know I'm never going to be the most technically proficient chiropractor out there. Even though I think I am pretty good, but I've always said I can be the best at loving my patients. So we got signs all over the office, you know, only love can heal and compassion is the key. And, you know, at the very least, I want my patients to know that we care.
Very good words of wisdom. Dr. Frank Bowling, let's give him all the contact information to get in touch with you this morning.
Well, we're right here on Main Street, 312 East Main. Phone number 812-254-0246. And of course, BowlingChiropractic.com.
Thank you, sir. Great, again, talking with you. Enjoy our visits each week. Have a great day. Stay safe, and we will chat again next week.
All right, Duane. Take care.
Dr. Frank Bowling from the Bowling Chiropractic Center, Main Street, downtown Washington.